listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. 15 vehicles are still at large in the Mackay region, according to QPS data. 8 cars, 1 trailer and 2 motorcycles are listed as stolen in Mackay and yet to be found, along with 4 more missing in the coalfields. Premier Stephen Miles announced on Friday that more cops will be coming to the Mackay region. Out of 900 new police personnel for the state, 57 officers will be allocated to Mackay and Capricornia over the next 3 years. Consumer Group Choice say they have made a submission to the ACCC supermarkets inquiry, calling for stronger rules around what they claim are tricky price tags. The research surveyed more than 1,000 customers and found 1 in 4 shoppers were confused by what several speciality tags meant and if certain products were on sale or not. Policy advisor Bea Sherwood says the inquiry provides hope for shoppers.
The Senate inquiry has been a good opportunity to really interrogate some of these problems, and the ACCC inquiry will be a really good opportunity to investigate supermarket pricing and promotional practices, because the ACCC has the power to kind of look at the actual data.
The ACCC says it's considering reports of alleged false or misleading pricing advertising and will take the findings from Choice's survey into account. And if you've ever fancied owning yourself a racetrack, now's your chance. Hosting races since the 1980s, Mackay's Max Speedway has now hit the market. Realtors Knight Frank have described the listing as a property that will allow the fortunate buyer to capitalise on the existing extensive infrastructure in place to create a world-class motorsport facility. Expressions of interest close on May 24th. Taking a look at local sport. In the QRL, Ormackay Cutters met their match over the weekend when they took a loss to the South Logan Magpies. Within the first 30 minutes, the Magpies led with a 30-6 lead, but our Cutters fought hard to the end with a final score of 46-32.